Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank. But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And you can visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait swag. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Joe Shaw from Rapid River, Michigan.
Hi, Joe. What do you do there in Rapid River?
I am a math instructor at a local college.
Really? Well, what kind of math? What flavor of math are you teaching these days?
Algebras and statistics.
Ah, the hard stuff.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Joe.
Thank you.
Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two limericks, you're a winner. Here is your first limerick.
I remember I once was a slim lass. Now I see my youth as through a dim glass. At my age, I feel free to bring back P.E. with a workout that's like my old...
class?
Halfway there. You'll want to...
gym class?
Yes, right. Who hasn't gotten nostalgic for those old days of P.E.? The big dodgeball bruises and bloody noses and getting smacked with a towel? Good times. Well, now, programs like Old School P.E. in New Hampshire and Urban Recess in Oregon are cashing in on that nostalgia with their adult P.E. classes. They've been pretty successful, but organizers admit that there have been some glitches. Urban Recess has had to segregate their classes by gender because, quote, girls were getting their eyes poked out or boobs grabbed because guys were so competitive about it. But there's still fun galore, and one participant said, we really just joke and have a good time all night and pick on each other and laugh. NPR listeners are encouraged to relive their best P.E. memories by signing up, pretending to have forgotten their gym shorts, and going to the library instead.
Oh, that's the worst idea ever.
It's surprising, isn't it?
It's unbelievable that anyone would ever go back to gym class.
It's for a lot cheaper than a gymnasium membership.
But the therapist costs a boatload. Horrible. Horrible thing.
All right, Joe, here's your next limerick.
Have your kids become overweight bums? Make them use their opposable thumbs. Give them sticks to get thin while they're beating some skins. It's a workout to rock out on...
drums.
Right. Anyone who has seen photos of Phil Collins at the beach will not be surprised to learn that drummers are the rock world's Iron Men. According to researcher Dr. Marcus Smith of England's Chichester University, rock and roll drummers have just as much physical prowess as top soccer and football players. Drumming takes extraordinary stamina, and during performance, drummers have heart rates comparable to elite athletes. And just like professional athletes, drummers have what it takes to regularly fail blood tests. Well, Joe, here's your last limerick.
Since it's dead skin that we like to eat, we carp are a cleanup elite. Stick your legs in our tank. No, this isn't a prank. We'll eat calluses off of your
feet.
Right.
I love the story.
Sure. You want a pedicure. Who doesn't want a pedicure? But people touching your feet is gross. You need the kind of clean, refined treatment that you can only get from a fish's mouth. Yes, fish pedicures are the latest craze in an Alexandria, Virginia spa, where special Gararufa fish snack their days away on the crusty, gnarled feet of spa patrons. And since the fish don't have any teeth, they can't snack on live cells, stripping your feet of unwanted dead cells while letting you keep your actual feet. A typical fish pedicure takes about 15 to 30 minutes or 3 to 4 hours if you're Larry King.
And if your feet have a lot of dead skin, those fish will sing. I mean, they really, you know, they'll sing out. I saw the news report on this. It was hilarious, actually.
How do you think they arrived at that particular fish? Like, did they go through, like, okay, piranha? No. Not working. No. Let's go with the guppies.
Carl, how did Joe do?
Well, Joe had three correct answers. So, Joe, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing our game.
It's fun.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Popsicle toes. You're so brave to expose all those popsicle toes.